So Psycho Shannon has moved back to the phones for this because we want to make sure we get optimal phone college on this. Mm-hmm. Does that make me crazy? You can call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Like, I think Elton John could call in this morning and say, I have our surrogate mom's FedEx breast milk from L.A. Does that make me crazy?
No, I made Lady Gaga my godchild or godmother for my child.
I got a letter from Jen Higgy, and she said, kid, it's not that weird. I'm on my way to FedEx right now to ship my milk to the little boy I had 3 months ago as a surrogate.
Really?
When parents have to turn to surrogacy, they generally spend an insane amount of time choosing the surrogate they feel is the one who will provide the best home. They want only the best for their child before it's even born, and that desire continues afterwards, so the parents ask their surrogate to pump.
Hmm.
This is my second surrogacy. She's had babies for two people.
Wow.
And second time I've been able to provide this gift. Maybe it's less oogie now. Been listening to you since I was 12.
Do people get paid for that?
She's using her body as a vessel to, like, create children for other people that can't have them.
And I'm guessing
that's kind of cool.
I think you get paid for it.
Well, you can.
No, I don't know how they work that. You get your medical expenses paid for. I know that.
You're not supposed to, like, be able to sell a baby, but
you get paid to donate blood. I mean, to give blood
and to give the eggs.
Yeah.
All right. So no Elton John on Does That Make Me Crazy? I got a couple here from listeners. We'll go around the room, see if you guys get any. Dear kid, I like to ride in the passenger seat of cars and stare at people passing for an entirely long, uncomfortable period of time.
Oh, that's fun.
Does that make me crazy? I can't pour hot pasta without checking the plumbing because I'm afraid pipes will break and boiling water will come out of the cabinet and burn my feet. So when they pour out the hot water on the pasta, they're afraid it's going to go through the drain, down into the cabinet, and rush out onto their feet. Does that make me crazy?
I would Google incidences of that and see if it's ever happened before.
Here's one. Dear kid, sometimes in the morning before I leave for school, I will fall down on purpose to ensure that I don't fall down during the day. Does that make me crazy?
I thought you were falling down.
Get it out of the way.
I don't think you can.
Go ahead, get it out of the way. I'm going to fall.
Yeah. Kelly, you got one today?
Well, I eat an all-you-can-eat Italian buffet an hour before outpatient stomach surgery.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy? It made me a little gassy, I will admit. Was difficult.
I think it makes
that
you have the give-up gene. Like,
because as you're being cut on, you're having to concentrate really hard.
Yeah.
You know, don't do
pasta,
that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Al?
I'm opening up my couch for a Facebook stranger for 2 weeks. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, my God. Are you really?
Yeah.
Ever met this person?
No.
Girl or guy?
Assuming that she passes a
criminal background. JC, do you even need
but
to ask?
But she passes a what? A hot test?
A criminal background
check. A criminal background hottie test.
How hot is she?
About an 8, 9, 10?
You know what? Ain't no ugly girl going to cast her shadow on Big Al's door for 3 more months of winter.
No way.
That's not going to happen. You don't get an invite to Al's couch.
No, kid. Times are tough.
Just for being needy.
Yeah.
Oh, she I offered. She didn't ask.
Yeah.
I mean, she just needed a place to stay for 2 weeks.
Winning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, JC, you're up.
Pippin. I have decided to wear a huge Afro wig while I drive this week to see if anybody will compliment me.
Or pull you over.
Does that make me crazy?
He's a crazy Mexican.
And if you think I'm lying, the wig is on my passenger seat.
Oh,
right
I believe
now.
You. I believe you. You're 5 years old. I totally believe you. All right, Jenna, you got one?
Yeah, I drink Pepto Bismol just because I like the taste of it. Does that make me crazy?
I did when I was a little girl. Uh-huh. If you don't drink a lot of it, it'll turn your poop really, really black.
Thank you, Kelly.
Too.
Thank you.
It's that carbon and stuff.
Thank you for that.
I don't know about that.
It'll turn your tongue black.
I don't.
Oh, that makes me gay.
I don't actually do that.
Hi, Whitney.
Do enough of it.
Hey, what's up?
So I can't go to the bathroom. I can't do anything in the bathroom without peeking behind the shower curtain.
Yeah, we
if
get
I
that
know,
a lot.
If I know I'm going to be in there for a while, I keep it open.
You keep what open? The shower curtain?
And
in case something materializes in there while you're in there.
Something's going to come up from the,
from the drain.
I always check behind the shower when I go sit on the toilet.
Yeah, sorry. That doesn't make you crazy, babe.
That's just smart.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Sorry.
You would never want to get caught in that position.
I knew a girl that used to take a knife in there every time.
Now, see, that's a little extreme. Yeah, a little extreme. Jennifer, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm keeping my 5-year-old daughter home on Friday to watch the royal wedding. Does that make me crazy?
No, it makes you a great mother.
Yeah. Oh, does it?
A great mother. That's a mother-daughter bonding experience that she will carry with her for the rest of her life.
Sure,
she will remember it.
Sell her this bad bag of goods about fantasy weddings.
It's a real-life fairy tale.
She should ruin it for every other guy that she ever meets because he's not going to be able to provide a wedding like that.
Yes, exactly. That's what happens. No one gets married because they can't measure up to the royal wedding.
Whatever.
All right. Does that make me crazy with Kid Craddock in the morning? And we are on the phone right now with Christy. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Okay, I'm 25 years old, and I still sleep with my stuffed animals.
How old? 25?
Yeah.
You're not married, are you?
How many animals are involved?
Two. And yes, I'm married.
What?
Wow.
All right. Here is the big question.
How big?
No. No, that doesn't matter. I think there's one question that will make all the difference in the world here. The question is, do you take them when you travel?
I do.
There you go.
Well, it's almost like a pillow.
They go in my suitcase.
Yeah.
Is it almost like a pillow where you hug it between your knees and stuff like that, you know?
It goes out above my neck. There's something about the way it feels around my neck I cannot.
Did you name them? Have you named them?
I can't sleep without it.
Yeah. Have you named your stuffed animal?
Sure, she has.
Yes, I have.
And what is his name?
Okay, the first one is Spot, and it's a dog.
Spot.
Yeah.
And the other one I got when I was an infant, and it was like a Puffalump. I don't know. They were popular in the 80s.
Dude, I know. Do you think I don't know Puffalumps? Come on.
What's a Puffalump?
Yeah.
Do you at least wash the stuffed animals occasionally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel you on the Puffalump.
That's smelling.
Like, that's like the most comforting, cool, soft thing. The Puffalump? Oh,
yes.
I searched a Best Buy for an entire afternoon when Caroline lost hers.
And it has no stuffing around its neck. Like, it's all in the head or in its feet because of the way I hold it.
Awesome. I say not crazy.
Whatever gets
you
crazy.
It's a comfort thing.
Whatever gets you through the night, you know.
That's what I said. How does a husband deal with it?
Yeah, right?
I don't know. My college roommate had this blankie, and she would, like, roll it up and suck on it, almost how my pug does.
Boy. Yeah.
And I always thought, like, what is that guy, the first time she brings a guy that might be a potential boyfriend home, going to think when she's, like, laying in bed sucking on this blankie?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
Hi, Robin.
Weird.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I have an issue with one shoe on the highway. When I go to work or any time I'm driving, there's always one shoe. Where does that one shoe come from? And where's the other shoe? Where's the
All right. So she's thinking about that second shoe. Does that make her crazy? I say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy
If you spend more than like 10 seconds thinking about it, yes.
Maybe she's creating little stories about it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About the crime scene, that was the one piece of evidence and you could have been
or he's
the
an
one.
Amputee or something?
Yeah.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.
We say yes, you're crazy. It's Does That Make Me Crazy with Kid Craddock in the morning. Hi, Adam.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I like to cut my calluses off my hands, and then my girlfriend likes to chew on them. Does that make us crazy?
Y'all are just vile.
That is disgusting.
You're vile, and you're not allowed to listen to this show anymore.
And we're done.
Boy.
No, she doesn't. He's just saying that to gross everybody out.
No,
it does not happen.
I bet she does.
Adam,
it doesn't happen.
Adam, do you swear that's true?
Yeah, it's true.
I want to talk
Adam,
to her right
away.
Now.
Go away, Adam.
I believe she chews on his calluses.
No, go away.
Let's call her.
You go with him.
I believe her.
Yeah, we need to call her. I believe her.